CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, I should only sing in the shower. CliffCentral.com, no borders, man. What a day to be alive. What a time to be alive. Time of my life.
Yeah, boy.
You know what I mean? We've got Gideon Mongwe in the building. No stranger to no borders. How are you doing, Gideon?
I'm well, my brother. How are you doing today?
Actually, I'm doing great.
I can see.
We have major developments to talk about.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think about 2.5 hours ago, Zimbabwe has seen the first new president in 37 years. And I mean, when I say ever, like, this is the first time we actually have a new leader within the country, and it's an amazing time to be alive.
No, true that.
2.5 hours ago, His Excellency Honorable Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa was sworn in as the third president of the Democratic Republic of Zimbabwe. What a time to be alive. It is amazing. So people are obviously assuming, why third? A lot of people don't know that the first president of Zimbabwe was actually Cainan Banana.
Okay.
And Robert Mugabe was not president initially. He was actually a prime minister. He was sworn in as president in 1987.
Right.
So technically speaking, Robert Mugabe has been president for 30 years and not 37. However, he has been in power
for quite a long time.
Emmerson Mnangagwa is definitely a major affiliate. Let's call him a protege of Robert Mugabe's, and the falling out is something that we're going to get into and we're going to discuss as we go on with the show. But very quickly, Bridget, are we able to connect to David? Is David on the line?
Hello.
Hey, David, how are you doing?
I'm very well, and yourself?
Welcome to No Borders, brother, on CliffCentral.com, your number one online radio station.
Thank you very much.
David, so the last time that you were on the show, I was away on holiday. Can you please briefly tell us about Monopoly South Africa?
Right. Well, what happened is that about 10 days ago, the Durban edition of Monopoly hit the streets of Durban.
Okay.
We've been working on it for many months, and the final product arrived, and it's been very well received, and people are loving it.
Okay. But, I mean, what is it actually? Like, explain it to the layman.
Okay, so everyone knows Monopoly.
Yes.
Monopoly is all about going around the board on various street places and building property.
Yes.
Now, what we've done is we've created a specific edition of Monopoly that is all about Durban.
Okay.
So people in Durban can play the game and they can go around the board and see and buy everything that is familiar to them. So, for example, you've got Kingsmead Cricket Stadium.
Yes.
You've got the Oshaka Village Walk. You've got Mapida Stadium. Everything that makes up the tapestry of Durban is now on a Monopoly board.
Okay. And basically that's it?
Well, yeah, basically that's it. You know, these editions are produced all around the world.
Okay.
You know, the first one we did in South Africa was the Cape Town. And we decided not to do the obvious thing of doing Johannesburg next. We decided that Durban should be the next place to get it.
But
and
why this structure, though, David? Why this platform? Why did you choose this specifically?
Why did we choose what? Sorry?
I'm saying, why this structure of trading in regards to property? Why Monopoly SA? If I'm going to buy into it, why?
Well, because, you know, when people get together, you know, families get together, board games, you know, always come out.
Exactly.
It's a great way of bringing people together. Monopoly is in everyone's house.
Yes.
So, you know, the beauty of this is that you can now, you know, enjoy it on places that you live. Just like the people in Cape Town have their edition, you have the Durban edition now.
And how do people access it?
Well, look, today, unfortunately, everyone who's trying to buy online is obviously suffering with all of the websites crashing.
Oh, wow.
But, yes, you know, I've been reading in the news today that Takealot, there's all of these guys have just been flooded with people wanting to buy. That said, the great thing is, you still have shops out there that people can go shopping to. So the likes of CNA, the likes of Sugar Toy Team, all good independent toy shops, bookshops, all the major retailers have got that German edition for sale.
Mm-hmm. That is, and the online aspect of it is obviously looking at the developments of online retail, wholesale. Do you think that because we're in Africa, there is maybe a pushback towards the online world in terms of, I mean, you know, you've got fraud and it's something that we're still really understanding. For example, Bitcoin, popular, but are people really buying into the online platform and the nature of your platform being online?
You know, I tell you what. As you can probably tell, my accent isn't a local one.
Yeah.
And I moved over from the UK 3 years ago.
Okay.
Now, what I saw about 12 years ago in the UK with the development of the online world, I am seeing exactly the same pattern here.
Okay.
Amazon, back in the early 2000s, was a very small company.
Exactly.
You know, what they were buying and selling was really small. Now, they are the biggest retailer in the Western world. What I've seen developing here in South Africa is following exactly the same curve. You know, we spend so much time now with our phones. You know, more and more people have got access to smartphones.
Precisely.
Shopping online was always something that was a bit of a, you know, a taboo. You're worried that, you know, will it get to you? Where's your money going and so on?
Yeah.
But technology has taken over our lives. And we can see by, you know, what you've probably been reporting all morning, the effect that technology has had on people, where it can't keep up with the demand because so many people are trying to get online.
Exactly.
And I don't think it's anything to do with whether you're in Africa or South America or...
So it's not a geographic thing, it's just a generational thing. It's what's coming up.
It is. And you know, Africa is a young environment. You know, it's growing. It's growing.
Yeah.
And the people are demanding more and more. But it just takes time for everything to catch up. But, you know, it's making our lives easier. You
exactly.
Shopping online enables us to spend more time doing things that we want to do.
Precisely.
Because everything gets delivered to your office, to your home and so on. You know, in the UK now, companies have actually had to stop their employees from using the delivery address of the office.
Yeah.
Because the post rooms are just full of packages arriving for personal that they're buying online.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten that crazy over there. And I can only see the same thing happening in the years to come.
Yeah. Okay, David, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you short. David, the next time that you're in Joburg, please do get in touch with us. We need another in-studio interview. Our connection isn't the greatest right now over the phone, but please do advise on, just very briefly, the latest developments that Monopoly SA has had since you
no
came
problem.
On the show the last time.
You want that now?
Yeah.
I want that. What's happened is that it's become more localized.
Okay.
It is now targeting people who want it for their own sake. That's what it's all about.
Perfect, David. Thank you so much. Have a great time, and we'll keep in touch with Monopoly SA.
You're very welcome. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you, bro.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, that was David Sommer from Monopoly SA, cliffcentral.com, no borders. But anyway, let's get back to the gist of it. Zimbabwe is a new state. Gideon, do you see us? I've heard people talking about maybe renaming the country, rebranding the country the same. How, as a South African, how has Zimbabwe been viewed over the past 20 years?
Look, KF... It has to...
Sorry, Sorry, Gideon. Let's just correct that very quickly. Thank you, Palesa. Okay.
All right. You're saying in the last 20 years. Well, to on a South African's point of view, or as a South African citizen, one can call this that for some reason, economically, Zimbabwe had been perceived or became a burden to the SADC region.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Yeah.
That is what the reflections are. And, well, at the end of the day, there is a lot of people whom have been victimized in terms of police brutalities,
human rights abuses,
human rights abuses, and all those type of things. But I must say, not looking only on the element of the atrocities or whatever in the previous 20 or 30 years, one can say during the Mugabe's regime, I can say that Zimbabwe is still a beautiful country.
Amen.
You've got your Vic Falls. Those are the biggest tourist attractions that, I mean, used to generate.
Even though we do still argue with Zambia as to who actually owns, the Victoria Falls.
Yes. So, there is a lot that has been compromised in terms of the activity of the economical activities. I know there is a lot of black and white farmers who have battled for that period of 20 plus years.
Yes.
And hence, I've indicated that it was a burden. Hopefully now, with this transition, we are most likely, possibly, to get Zimbabwe on its feet again. Other than that, you pose the question of whether you think the rebranding of Zimbabwe is necessary, or renaming it.
Because wherever you go, especially in South Africa, we have a lot of Zimbabweans who have been here for so long, they have shied away from even owning that they're Zimbabwean.
Yes, that's
true. They've changed their identities. They now have my ID, my permanent residence.
All those
they claim to be South Africans.
Yes.
There definitely is a need for people to be proud again to say, I am a Zimbabwean. I grew up across, you know, all over the world as a young man, you know, traveling with my parents. And one thing, the minute you mentioned that you're Zimbabwean, I mean, people, we were proud.
Yeah, no, true.
It was an amazing thing to be a Zimbabwean because of our academics, because of our culture in general. We're peace-loving, accommodating, hospitable people.
Yeah, true.
How do you think we bring back that Zimbabweanness and that image of Zimbabwe?
Well, one that I beg to differ with is changing the name. There is a lot of brand equity on the name Zimbabwe, and obviously it just needs to be reignited. It's not to say it's dead. You cannot kill that. That needs to continue. But with the new government or the new president now, well, we talk about the question of globalization. We talk about all the Zimbabweans which have scattered around the world because of whatever that was happening. For me, to be able to realize the original, authentic state for Zimbabwe, it will be probably to try, I don't know what movements are there, especially you have the Youth League movement.
Yes, yes.
Is to ignite that. He was speaking about about the advancement of technology that everybody's on their cell phone and so on.
Yes, speaking to Monopoly SA and David.
Exactly. So the youth of Zimbabwe, they are all over the world, whether it's in UK or South Africa. Believe you me, they are on the social media platforms, and that's what they are communicating every time. Now, there should be a conversation on these platforms. That engage or involves the youth in particular to say, do we have got go back to Zimbabwe campaigns? Do we got rebuild Zimbabwe campaigns? Those type of campaigns and stuff can go viral provided they are online,
but
to communicate with everybody.
Very valid point. But I mean, we need to also look at the inclusion of the youth within African politics, even moving further than Zimbabwe.
Yeah, true.
We do have a change. Honorable Emerson, His Excellency Honorable Emmerson Mnangagwa is now the new president of Zimbabwe, but he's still a 75-year-old.
Yeah, old. So the problem still continues.
I'm very much for his presidency, and I think he's going to rejuvenate not just the party as ZANU-PF, but Zimbabwe as a whole. Mm-hmm. We have realized from his rhetoric of late, he has spoken of inclusivity. Of the international community. At one point in time over the past 20 years, Zimbabwe has shunned away from the world. There have been human rights violations as well as abuses. It has been a terrible time in terms of our foreign policy and our standing amongst the international community. His inauguration speech today was his oath. When he was giving the oath, was very different from the usual oath of office that is given.
Yeah.
You could tell that there were certain nuances that were applied. He spoke of human rights.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke of inclusivity.
Okay.
He spoke of stakeholders. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's a ZANU-PF man, so he could not specifically mention my opposition parties.
Not true.
But he did mention stakeholders.
Yes.
He is definitely bringing a different dispensation. Mm-hmm. But what about the youth? How do the youth become involved? And not just my youth league for elections and rallying people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do we actively engage in politics?
Look, that's what basically I alluded to initially. The youth. I think to drive a new message, obviously, when we talk about the total involvement, or if you call it inclusion, of everybody or stakeholders and so on, to me it will be perfect if the politicians down in Zimbabwe at the moment can try within their structures and involve the young leaders. Young leaders, we have seen it happening in South Africa, for example. You've got your youngest ministers back then, that is Jabaputi Manamelas and all that. They were brought into the platform or in the political space as the executive at a very young age. You've got your MECs for Gauteng education, your Mpanyazali Sufis. They have changed, if I may put it like this. I know in terms of academic and educational standard, for some reason, Zimbabwe was up than South Africa and so on. Yes. That is a fact. But if I may give you just a simple example of trying to speak about the young political leaders of the country and what they bring into political spectrum. Gauteng Department of Education, as we speak, now is on another level, whereby now people can do stuff online, can register the kids. It becomes entertaining.
It's easy. One, we've made it entertaining.
Yes.
We have fed into the likes and the popularity of these to then fuel political engagement or activity.
Exactly. So, that I'm saying, the very same style of leadership that the African National Congress use of involving the youth. I can't speak about one minister, but it's all over. I mean, it's KZN and what. We have got that involvement. So for me right now, if I am to advise the new president and his executive, it will be like an absolute.
That's exactly what we'd want. That advice coming from across the border to say, what? How do we move forward?
You know, it will be to say we need an absolute, total youth involvement in government structures. There is, like you were talking about, the age factor of the leaders that we have in African continent. For some reason, people, they think I am maturity and then you are a good leader and on. We learn from our elders.
Yes.
But we are in a global society. Things are changing so fast. Information is moving like it never used to be.
Exactly.
You know, so to me, whether we're on talking about the farming, the banking institution, whatever the view, let the new government invite the youth. At the very same time, we take into account that we do have the gender balances issues mm-hmm. that must be considered. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that when you talk about the total involvement of the stakeholders and so on, mm-hmm. there is one element that I think we have shied away from and don't want to talk about it anymore. It has become like Zimbabwe at some time, it has become of an exclusion of the existence of the white people within the community, you know, in policy making, in all this type of, you know, political activities, economical activities. Mm. I think it is time when the president now says everybody must participate.
Exactly.
So yes. The expertise that were probably abandoned, mm-hmm. or the farmers who left Zimbabwe and went for South Africa and so
Zambia,
on,
yes.
or Zambia and so on and so on. We need to invite these people back and rebuild the economy. We take their expertise and obviously of the youth and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. So that to me, I congratulate and acknowledge the president by indicating that a total involvement of stakeholders is necessary. Mm-hmm. Whether it's an opposition, whether it's whatever was
exactly.
seems to be like that.
Exactly, yeah.
'Cause altogether, the chances are, if we don't have an active opposition, which at some stage happened,
that keeps the ruling party on its toes.
Exactly.
Checks and balances.
We need to have that. So, look, the MDC youth or mm-hmm. the MDC leadership need to acknowledge now that it's a new transition. And whatever reasons, I know people are still talking about whether he was a protege of Mr. Mugabe.
Yes,
carrying the same mandate mm-hmm, and so on. Mm-hmm. Those things, from political understanding, it will always be there.
Yes.
There is never an angel you'll put and say, this person has got no sin,
exactly.
has never wronged
yes,
or
yes.
anything.
And
there
another,
be critics
people, and another thing
you.
People don't understand in their critiquing of Honorable Emmerson Mnangagwa is, you need to understand that Robert Mugabe ruled with an iron fist.
Yes.
So even though Emmerson followed in the footsteps of the leader, it was less following and more by instruction.
True that.
So, and people were fearful of saying anything against Robert Mugabe.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you had different views,
mm-hmm. you wouldn't raise them.
You couldn't raise
yeah.
them. You couldn't bring them up
yeah.
because of your fear of retribution
yes.
from the party and his iron fist and the iron ruling mm-hmm. that he had in, mm-hmm. in Zimbabwe. I think we'll get into a bit more about, you know, the influence of the youth
okay.
within politics after a mm-hmm. Quick break. The influence of the youth within politics, and I think more so coming from your perspective and the time of my life, events management company, looking at the influence of music and the arts within
yeah.
pushing a political agenda.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned earlier that, you know what, politics has to filter into what people enjoy.
Not true. That.
And I think to push a message, art, music has always been
that
a
been
strong,
the strong platform to do that. I mean,
for message conveyance.
Because if I remember, we spoke about arts, sports, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
At the transition when the new government of the ANC was taking over in the country, the most uniting exercise mm-hmm. that ever happened during that time, it was when the president, Nelson Mandela,
mm-hmm.
they participated on the program of the Rugby World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
That unified
yes.
people. People
exactly.
were like together, which was not like, I'm
yes.
a white guy, I'm
mm-hmm.
whatever. You know, so these platforms, like we're saying, they can be effectively utilized
mm-hmm.
to transform and send the message across.
Amen.
If one has to look at, I always speak to my political friends if we meet somewhere, that when we've got departments of arts and culture, for example,
mm-hmm.
we need the type of leaders who understand the power of influence of this department
mm-hmm.
Socially.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it can shape the society.
Yes.
Okay, that is very fundamental, and we should push that.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it also give a sum when we talk about the GDPs of the country
mm-hmm.
and so on. It gives more revenue
yes.
to that.
It's an industry.
It's an industry. Yeah. And then we go back, and I remember at some stage.
Okay, sorry, Gideon.
Okay.
I'm going to cut you off just
quickly.
And we're going to continue on that very point after
okay.
the short commercial break. We're dropping music from my brother, none other than Roberto Zambia. We started with Vitamin U. We're going to get into One in a Million. Yeah, it was Vitamin U, Palisa. I love that song. Shout out to Roberto Zambia. This is KiffCentral.com. No borders. Every Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. It's your boy KF. I've got Gideon in the building. We're discussing Zimbabwe and the inauguration of His Excellency, the new president, as well as Time of My Life tomorrow, 11 a.m. till late.
To 9.
Okay, yeah. So not
till late. Till late.
Let me try and pronounce it. Tswelepele.
Tswelepele Sports Center.
There we go, in
Tembisa. In Tembisa.
KissCenter.com, No Borders, Roberto Zambia.
You be my one in a million, million. My angel, my billion, billion. My sugar punch is my hipponava. What's that it up? You're my mama, my one in a million. My angel, my billion. My sugar punch is my hipponava. What's that it up? You're my mama, my. You be my one in a million. My angel, my very own, very own. My sugar punch is my imponaba. Oh, Sanita, you're my mama, my. Oh, I need a million. My angel, my very own. My sugar punch is my imponaba. Oh, Sanita, you're my mama, my.
This is CliffCentral.com.
I've really, what a time to be alive. Let's say it again. Roberto Zambia. So that song, that's One in a Million. That's actually, I'm a bit confused as to which jam is my favorite on the album. The album's called Superstar by Roberto from Zambia. Y'all must probably know him from, what's that album song called? Amarula. That was a big, hit in Southern Africa. One in a Million, produced by Young Nash. One of Zimbabwe's biggest, greatest, most amazing minds and geniuses when it comes to production. Shout out to Young Nash, Anashe Media, Yagi Dojo, Yume Joe Public, and Prosper, Jazz Prosper, who co-wrote the song with Roberto Zambia. Moving on to our issue. Gideon, so you were saying, sorry for cutting you off.
Yeah.
But we were talking of the influence of that, the music industry and music within my revolutions. African politics and the inclusion of the youth within politics.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about Time of My Life.
All right. Time of My Life, it is a social event celebrating achievements. Like, I think so many Zimbabweans today, they're having time of
life. I think we actually need to go to Zimbabwe, you know next weekend, after tomorrow.
Yeah, next weekend it must happen. And has, I don't know if you know, if this has been an exaggeration or so, but I heard that most of the alcohol retailers ran out last night.
Yes, yes.
So because of that. So people are having Time of My Life anyway. Yeah, Time of My Life is a social event which we're going to be hosting, showcasing exotic life experiences. I'm talking about your cars that are class, you know, showcasing big machines, showcasing the clothing brands.
You know, Africans, we love our cars.
We love our cars, you know. Even when we take it even to the U.S., that's why we're putting, as long as an African, you will always need a bling. You know, that's how they do. So African culture, we like that. We don't take cars standard. Mm. So, of course, we're going to have entertainment. That is music entertainment.
And you have a number of, I think you have some Zimbabweans who are on your lineup?
Yeah, I've got African Heart.
Okay.
The Zimbabwean guy is going to be there. Obviously, we've got my producer, Bisi.
Yes,
Muta Masango is there. And then, basically, it's a global thing.
Yes.
I also have Skek, that is a Nigerian guy. Mm-hmm. So, the mix, like, going to back, what if I can put this together to make sense in terms of the arts and music influence into society. If you look at what we're going to have right now on the Time of My Life experience, we have got different African musician participating. So that one, it supports the fact that we're in a global world.
Yes.
And if you bring these people together, it is then much achievable to do whatever one
and
just needs to design.
And this is the very premise and concept of No Borders as a show.
Exactly.
Where what we're saying is we're trying to bring Zimbabweans We're trying to bring Africans
together.
Yeah. We need to know a bit more about each other. I think the first time, I always say this on the show, and the first time that we had when we launched the No Borders brand and the show,
yeah,
we had about 6 different people from different African nations, and we asked all of them, who is the president of Namibia?
And
no one knew.
Nobody.
And you know what? In all honesty, I'm going to pledge ignorance here. I still don't know.
I still don't know. I don't know.
Because we do not share information as much, mm-hmm, in regards to across our borders.
Yes.
Whereas as Africans, we're saying that we are one. Mm-hmm. And music does this very well in trying to bring us together. I think in terms of Pan-Africanism,
yeah,
the first Pan-Africanist movement that has succeeded, mm-hmm, not the first existing, but succeeded has, yeah, been music. There's been more collaboration within the music industry than anywhere else in, mm-hmm, regards to, mm-hmm, industries and social activities on the continent.
Not true that. So anyway, that is the life experience that we're going to be showcasing to the people just now, to bring in, centralize it around the Africanism and involvement of the arts. That is Saturday. That's tomorrow. We're going to be hosting the Time of My Life event.
So we've got a car expo. We've got a car expo. Music from
different
people,
artists,
different countries, artists, different genres. You talked about food because that's
we've got food market.
Okay.
Food market experience. Then you're gonna have a lot of varieties.
Okay.
And I need to indicate again, because I realize when we do stuff like food markets in the township and so on, sometimes we stick to your beggars and stuff like that. But this time, what I'm saying, if you need to have your Nigerian plates and caterer, will, yes, be there to cover the whole. Basically, we want to bring the African experience today and be enjoyable, you know. So we're going to have that. We're going to have your beer garden.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Kiddies Play Center. We have to go with our kids. It's a family, yes, event.
It's a family event. Yeah. Okay.
Look, just to add chair on top, at the end of the event, because we are celebrating our achievement in different way,
mm-hmm,
we're going to hoy in a very strong firework experience.
Wow.
Just in the township. Mm-hmm. For that, we know there are a lot of companies participating in this type of leisure events and so on. But we are the one to claim that for the first time in the township of Tembisa, that it will be the first company,
mm-hmm,
to be doing that. So we have brought all the elements together, and we have seen that we are trendsetters. For now, I can't mention a few, mm-hmm, but I have learned that even some of the guys now who all do this event, they're now bringing your luxury vehicle expo, mm-hmm, into, mm-hmm, the picture,
yeah,
and so on. But we look back as a team and say, look, we're the first ones who brought this.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we did not go and have you got a car show.
Mm-hmm.
We brought all this fashion, music,
and
automobile.
And to the luxury,
to the ordinary,
exactly,
to the ordinary people. So the exotic life and expensive life, now we're taking it to our people. We want them to see a Lamborghini if they need to. You need to see a Ferrari. You understand? We know they've seen it in on television. They've, mm-hmm, never seen it physically. So that we think it's a necessity to give to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Obviously, we're running out of time in terms of getting our tickets there on pro ticket. Tickets are available right there. We've got tickets going for 50 rand general admission. We've got 150 VIP. We've got 500 bucks, that is VVIP. Though, we're still going to be selling at the gate,
okay,
on that particular day.
Okay.
So, this is a lifetime experience. If you want to celebrate whatever reason or whatever achievement, I know a lot of kids would have just finished their matric, mean their exams, like today, mm-hmm, and tomorrow. If then you want to come and celebrate that, yes, I know I did my maths well, I did all this, we're giving you the platform to enjoy and celebrate whatever that it is that you need. That's why we tend and frame this. Time of My Life, Treasure the Moment, is a lifestyle experience mixing everything that people need to see.
How did the company come about? Of course, tomorrow is the event.
Yeah.
Which is one of many.
No,
of course.
True that.
But the company, the idea, where did it come from? From where did it nurture?
I think on the last interview, we did spoke about this, but I'll reiterate it. From my life experience and my team, every time when we have a ball, or when a person goes out, there is one simple statement that you always mention. It's like, I had time of my life, or I'm having time of my life, then one has to think about it, that if this is everybody, is in everybody's vocabulary, everybody speaks about this, time of my life, and so on.
And but this is perfect timing for time of my life.
You know what,
especially for Zimbabweans. If you're a Zimbabwean, I'm going to meet you in Tembisa tomorrow.
Exactly.
Drinks are on me.
To celebrate and have time of my life.
To celebrate, you know, our first new president ever, Zimbabwe. Sorry,
That is beautiful. So, when that, I thought about it with my team, like, this can be commercialized. It's an everyday spoken language. And then what is it that can we associate this statement of time of my life with? The only thing that could come to mind, it was like celebration, achievements, and so on and so on. Then we went down to build a brand, launching it, like I've said the other day. We had now to even come up with a sound, music like that. We created the, we call it a happy house. We did a time of my life song that we even launched to your, on your iClouds, and all that. A couple of stations, they have the material on your SoundCloud is there. But the idea was to get people to be involved. I need to indicate as well that this does not only mean that we are going to stop. We need to innovate, give value to the time of my life as a brand, which we needed probably to be an international brand. Let me ask you, where we're going with this. If it's your day that day, and you've got, or you're wearing your very expensive shirt that you bought on your birthday.
Like the one I'm wearing now, yeah.
Yeah. So, we're going to give you another one that specifically custom made for you. It's a time of my life, KF.
Wow.
That is meant for you.
Please, don't make promises you cannot keep.
I'm telling you, that's where the brand.
Zimbabweans were powerful right now.
I know.
We just kicked out what we got.
I know that. So, that is where the brand is going. Anything that you have to celebrate, you feel good when you are wearing good, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So we want to go into that space of saying, if today I feel like I'm KF, what is it now I need to wear?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then there is that garment, which this one, it makes me happy today. It tells the statement. So that is the innovative part of how this whole thing is going. But anyway, everybody can come on board. Saturday is happening in the morning. But I've spoken to the gods. The weather will be okay.
You know, CliffCentral.com, unscripted, uncensored, unradio. We pride ourselves on that. And to get a South African's point of view in regards to Zim, like a random one, like, I didn't prepare you for this, Palisa. So did you even know, first of all, did you even know that we've got a new president?
Yes, I knew.
Do you know because it was spoken about on the Guys Cliff Show in the morning?
No, not really. I have a lot of Zim friends. Okay. So we've been supportive and keeping in contact to what's happening. Yes.
And what do you think it's going to... Do you think you're going to lose your friends? Because now we're going back home.
Not really. Hey, I don't think so. I think it's going to be a long transition.
Word. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So I'm not expecting change to happen now or people to go back home now. But it's going to happen eventually.
I like that she's that well informed. And it's a fear of mine that South African youth, not African youth, are not well informed on the politics of the geopolitics on the continent. And it's nice to know that you actually have insight, especially in regards to how it's not going to be an overnight thing. Zimbabweans are happy.
Mm-hmm.
We are happy. And it's not going to take long for us to pick our country back up because we never went to war.
True that.
Unlike a lot of, you know, Sudan, you look at Ivory Coast, you know, there have been civil wars, there's been damage to infrastructure and people have lost lives. Zimbabwe recently held a bloodless coup, soft coup, for lack of another.
Lack of a better word, but
and he has been removed. Robert Mugabe has been removed in 7 days.
True that.
The whole process took 7 days. It is the most amazing, most monumental political event
that
of our generation on the continent. True. And it's nice to know that people are falling. You might just get married to a Zimbabwean. Hint, hint.
Actually, yeah. I think I will.
Hey! Okay, my
brother. Because there is more stuff. Diamonds are there.
You know, the other thing that I think would be great is if we remove the border from SA and Zimbabwe, because it doesn't work.
Yeah. That's true.
There are no borders. We are South Africans. We are Zulus, Ndebeles.
Exactly.
You know, it's almost the same thing.
And if you, I was talking to some other friends, and you know, someone sent on Twitter. Okay, this was on Twitter. So they're like, "Hey, Zimbabweans, now that you have won your country back again, yeah, When are you leaving? When are you going back home? And then someone replies, says, when your president can count to 10.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll leave when your president can count to 10.
Oh.
Then the other one, the other response was, okay, when you guys going back home? I was like, when you get educated enough to take our jobs. I think that Zimbabwe, if you look at it from a GDP perspective, from an economics perspective, Zimbabwe relies on South Africa and South Africa relies on Zimbabwe. If every Zimbabwean was to leave South Africa this very moment, the economy of South Africa would crash.
No, there would be a problem.
Literally, yeah. It would crash.
Yeah.
You look at, I mean, and we're talking from the highest sectors, you know, from the boardrooms, from the CEOs.
Yeah, the corporates. And
the corporates. Yeah. You know, we hold very, they hold, let me not say.
Higher positions.
As well as right to the lower ground, you know, to the grassroots, where you're looking at maids and
Garden boys
and so forth. You know what I mean? Yeah. We definitely hold a major part. And then in terms of imports and exports, Zimbabwe relies heavily. I think we are the biggest trading nation to South Africa currently. So I mean, we can't run away from the need for, you know, to and it also goes to show, which is why Jacob Zuma sent an envoy the minute he heard of what was going on in Zimbabwe, and then he held an extraordinary SADC Troika summit, which was being held in Angola, and he was supposed to leave for Zimbabwe today, and then yesterday, and then Robert Mugabe decided to announce that he has resigned. But anyway, yo, cliffcentral.com, no borders, your boy Kev at getting in the building. Time of my life, thank you to Palisa for adding such a sweet voice.
It's a pleasure.
Zimbabweans, you heard, hey, Baba, that's saving, you know, that lobola money.
Yeah. And when you talk of that, I was listening to another program, I can't say it there. There was one statement that one of the business analysts indicated that in each and every institution of higher learning in South Africa, there is between 3 and 4 professors that are from Zimbabwe.
Exactly.
So, if they leave today, we're going to have a problem.
Exactly.
We are
exactly.
A global society.
Yes.
We are Africans. We need to share. I have learned a lot of stuff. I've got friends. I live with Zimbabweans. Mm-hmm. I live with Nigerians. I've learned a lot. So, we want to realize one day the unity or the United States of Africa, though your brother leader Gaddafi's whatever,
yes,
it was
yes,
their dream,
yes,
but their life was cut short, so on and so on. But we had the African Renaissance programs that President Thabo Mbeki pushed at times.
I think
but
another problem
all these
with
things are abandoned.
Yes,
and
I think
I'm
another problem with the Pan-Africanist movement and the Pan-Africanist speech is that it's been hijacked by politicians.
Mm-hmm.
Pan-Africanism, Gaddafi and wanting a United States of Africa, what we need first is a united African economy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need one president, but we need to start trading amongst ourselves.
Ourselves, true.
So let's mine the gold in Zimbabwe. Let's
process it in South Africa.
Let's make the jewelry in Nigeria, obviously, because they're very flamboyant. As opposed, so the money should stay within the borders. Let's be like the Jews.
No, true.
You know, let's keep money in the family. You know, and let's intermarriage Palisa and KF. I've got a nice surname. My surname would really Palisa Malindi. Mrs. Malindi.
Can you afford a second wife?
Yo, second?
Mm.
Am I supposed to have, what do you mean?
Are you not married?
No, everyone thinks, okay, guys, so for the record, my profile picture on Facebook, WhatsApp, my sister forced me, she says, for the next year, all our profile pictures on any social media has to be of her. My sister got married. That was in August. That's when I was on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm not married. I'm saying it out there to the world. Hello, universe.
I'm available.
KF is not married. Yeah,
that's good.
KFCenter.com, no borders. Congratulations, Zimbabwe. Congratulations, my people. Thank you to SADC and the international community for not intervening and allowing us to do our things by ourselves. Zimbabwe went it alone and we won. Next week, Friday, same time, same station, Cliff Central. Tomorrow, don't forget, Time of My Life, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Tembisa.
There
it's going to be lit.
It's going to be a lituation.
All right.
We're going to close off with Roberta Zambia. What's your song? Good Woman? Good Woman.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Another beat made by Roberta. Some say they got a good woman, but
but I got the feeling. CliffCentral.com.